and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Environmental Science. Hydraulics.
So, Mr. Clark, we've heard lots of worrying details about water shortage around the world, and you've explained a little bit about some particular case studies. Maybe we could end on a more optimistic note, and you could tell us a bit about what can be done to ease this problem. What is being done?
Yes, of course. I should start off by explaining that there are two basic approaches to water management. The first is based on managing the supplies that already exist. We call this supply management. And the second is related to demand management. Sometimes solutions overlap, but this distinction is a useful starting point.
So, could you give us some examples of each one?
Yes. Let's start off with supply management. Sometimes the problem isn't that there is no water. It's actually that the existing water is mismanaged, wasted, or just lost. So projects are set up to capture surface water and to store it for later use. Groundwater also falls into this category. We are continually looking for new ways to exploit and extract groundwater.
And what about the possibility of using seawater?
Yeah, good point. There are desalination plants around the world where they transform seawater and make it suitable for agriculture.
Yes.
Also, there are lots of new water-sharing agreements being drawn up between neighbouring countries. Because in lots of cases, the water is there, but the people just don't have access to it. And finally, there's pollution, of course. A lot of cases that we deal with are cases of polluted water that can be used if it is cleaned up effectively.
And could you tell us a little bit about demand management?
Yes, that's a much more complicated issue because we have to deal with all sorts of factors that influence the action we eventually take.
What kind of factors are we talking about here?
Each country has its own unique options depending on its levels of development. It's a hydrological situation, of course, political and social influences, financial resources and many other factors.
Oh, yes, I understand. But when you've managed to cut through the red tape and you've got the necessary funds, what sorts of things can you do in a place which doesn't actually have any water?
Well, there are conventional solutions such as irrigation projects, water recycling plants and, in some cases, mobile water tanks. Then there are other quite ingenious but unconventional ideas, such as towing icebergs and melting them near water consumers.
Really?
Yes. It sounds crazy, but it's already starting to happen.
Well,
in some cases, water is being regularly towed by sea tankers, for example, to islands without water resources.
So, it seems as though at the end of the day, the solutions are out there. It's just a case of finding the money to put them into practice.
Exactly.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.